RDS hockey analyst Normand Flynn is brought to you by Un Autre Restaurant, Montreal's number one wood-burning oven pizza, 200 Saint-Viateur West, unautrerestaurant.com.
Comment ça va, Normand?
Ça va très bien, toi, Tony.
Ah, oh, ça va très bien. Merci, Normand. Ça va bien.
Ça va bien pour ton club.
Mais pourquoi? C'est pas ton club? Mais voyons donc.
Non, je t'ai dit que mon club, c'est Ottawa. I told you my team was Ottawa.
Un instant, là. Un instant.
I'm sad.
You said you think Ottawa is a better team than the Canadiens, but is that your team? Is that the team that you want to see do well? Is it the Senators more than the Canadiens? I understand you're a color man for Ottawa Senators games on RDS. But anyway, when we spoke last on Thursday, I asked you if the playoffs were to start today, Montreal or Ottawa, you said Ottawa. I said when we speak again on Tuesday, who will be first in the Atlantic? You said Ottawa. This is how Saturday night ended.
Radulov, forehand, scores! Habs win it in the shootout.
There you have the call on TSN 1200. And, of course, this is the way the game ended on Sunday night.
5 seconds. Stop by Price. The Canadiens take both games from Ottawa. They win it 4-1.
So what did you think, my man?
I don't really like any of the teams. It's not a question of preferences. I like hockey, but I have to say one thing. Montreal outplayed Ottawa, and the Ottawa Senators looked like the Ottawa Senators of the last 2 years. In other words, in the four last games, they allowed the first goal. And in those sequences, they're not winning. They don't have a good percentage. So that's coming back to haunt them, because last year, in 51 of the 82 games, they gave up the first goal. So in those last four games, they just looked like that team. And it's the first time also that they lose four games in a row this year. And it's also the very first time for a long time that they have given up two goals quickly like they have when Gallagher scored that third goal against Ottawa in the Saturday night game. And I thought that was the killer. They came back afterwards with Carlson scoring, but Anderson didn't stop one of the two shots in the shootout. So they look exactly like the Senators that I saw in the last two seasons. And that, to me, it was not a good sign.
All right. Okay. So Tom Pyatt, did you hear him after the game? He said, every time we had the puck, we were surrounded by four Canadiens players. We couldn't breathe.
Correct. They are fast. Montreal's always been a fast team. I said that before, and I'll repeat it again. And Byron was one of their key players. He's very good right now. He's playing over expectations, I believe. So they played well. I can't say anything about Montreal's play. It wasn't only about Carey Price. It was about the way that they played. They outplayed Ottawa, and Ottawa never had a jump. And after they scored that first goal in the second game, I said, oh, my God, here we go again. Their leverage of intensity already was down, and you could feel in their game that they had no more jump. They cut the legs out of them right in the first period, and they scored 28 seconds in. And that's what I didn't like. What that team was this year, what they were made of this year, after two losses in a row, they always bounced back with a big performance. Now it didn't happen. That's the first time this year it has happened. And you know what I didn't like also? I didn't like the fact that the coach came out after the first game and said, well, our guys were very nervous. What? My guys are nervous? They've got 10,900 games of NHL experience on their team. You know how much Montreal has? About 2,000 less games played from players that are in the roster right now in the NHL. So don't tell me your team was nervous. I mean, if there was one team that had to be nervous, it was the other side, because they have less experience in the NHL as far as NHL games. And that's why you got a guy like Stahlberg. That's why you picked up a guy like Chris Kelly, to get that nervousness out of the way. So I didn't like that comment, and I didn't think also that it was appropriate to put in Anderson when we were told that Anderson was supposed to be the goalie for tonight's game against Boston. That was also a surprise. Now, where did that came from? Did that came from the goalie that came to see the coach and says, hey, you know what, I'm ready. I want to face them twice. If that's the case, how come the goalie makes the decision?
A couple
of question marks. I didn't like him this weekend's game.
Yeah, he has had the Canadiens' number over the past couple of years. I mean, Craig Anderson has played well against the Canadiens, but yes, this weekend was not his weekend versus the Canadiens.
No, and not only that, Tony, the other guy was doing real well. Condon was doing real well. He lost the last two games, but he lost them, one against Tampa Bay. He stole a point from Tampa Bay. And against the Blackhawks, he got scored on because they were on the penalty kill because of a bad penalty from Derek Brassard at the end of the game. So he wasn't the fault in those two last losses. He got a point. If it wasn't for him, they wouldn't have had a point against Tampa Bay. So to me, it was obviously the best thing to do was to go with Condon. Anderson comes and see you. He says, I'm ready to play. Listen, Condon's going to be in the first game, and let's see. Next game, you're ready, we'll throw you in. And that's not what happened. So I didn't think that was appropriate. And not to say that this is a second-guessing call, because we said it before. He had told us that, you know, Anderson wasn't ready before the Boston game, which is tonight. I didn't believe that, you know, maybe the next game you could use Anderson if you lose the first game. But then again, Condon was on a good roll, so why not ride it?
In conversation with RDS hockey analyst Norm Laughlin. All right, speaking of playing the same goalie twice, Carey Price, who played back-to-back, were you surprised that he played on Sunday as well?
I was happily surprised, because I think this is something that was overrated. I mean, I don't think it's him that didn't want to play back-to-back games. I thought this was taken into our, you know, pushed down our throat to make us believe that he needed that. I mean, you know, Tuukka Rask has been playing back-to-back since the beginning of the year, and he's just the same age, and he's been playing the same hockey since the beginning of the year because he played for Finland at the World Cup. So there's no difference between the two guys. They're, like I said, they're the same age, and they're the same, you know, the same guys on their team. They're the number one goalie. So I didn't believe that it was, you know, that was necessary from Carey Price. But nevertheless, you know, it was fun to see him being able to play two games in a row, which everybody knew that he was capable of. And of course, he did well in the last in the two games. So he was also a factor in the win, but he was not the only factor. The team played real well in front of him.
In conversation with Norm Laughlin. All right, okay. So the Canadiens, if the playoffs were to start tonight, are they playoff ready?
I think so. I mean, their momentum is great. They only need to figure out a few things on defense. That's my belief. I've seen, you know, Beaulieu played better hockey. They have a couple of issues back there. Are we going to see the same Jordy Benn every game that we saw in the first game? I thought he played real well against Ottawa. To me, Yemelin is not sharp. The only issue that I see with them right now is stabilizing that top 4D, which to me, Ottawa has the advantage because since the beginning of the year, they never mix with their top four. And maybe a couple of changes in the top, you know, five and six because of, you know, Borowiecki, Weidman, and Claesson because of injuries or suspensions or whatnot. But they never twiggle with any of the top four. So the only issue that I have with them now, and I'd like for them to solve it, they still have time to do that, is to solve their top four on D, to be very stable and get in the playoffs with that same rhythm as the top of the team, as the rest of the team.
What's wrong with the power play?
Well, what I like about Ottawa is they have all kinds of options on the power play. They didn't do well on that 4-on-3 at the end of the game, which could have gone, you know, won them the game. I thought they should have gone to a box instead of a 1-2-1 where Bobby Ryan was useless in front of Carey Price because the puck never got to the net because all the passing lanes and the shooting lanes were closed. So, you know, I didn't like that tactic, but I'm going to talk to Guy about that. I want to know why he decided to go that way, because Bobby Ryan was totally useless. They played that power play like they were 3-on-3. But nevertheless, Montreal has a couple of options, and I think that they're maybe a little bit too predictable. They need to put, you know, they need to move players and the puck also. What they're doing right now, when you're trying to find your way, you're trying to get in and set up and then pass the puck around. The good teams, when they're going well, they're not only passing the puck well, they're also moving well. They're making the other players react. And that's what's tough when you're on the PK, when players are moving at the same time of the puck. So what I think they need to do now is move the puck like they are doing now, but also move their players a lot more to make, you know, create some confusion and create some openings for the for their team on the power play.
All right, okay, so a win or a loss tonight versus... Actually, you know what? Let me ask you about Ottawa tonight. Ottawa tonight, in Boston. What do you think?
I think Condon should be in tonight. He's from Boston. I hope they're going to put him in after what I saw from Anderson. They need to step back. I mean, it's tough for me. I see they're probably right now in one of their worst sequences of this season. I hope it's a win, but I down deep inside, I believe they're not going to be able to come out with a win against Boston tonight.
Appreciate taking the time. Merci beaucoup, à jeudi.
Take care, Tony.
There you have it.
RDS hockey analyst Normand Flynn was brought to you by Un Autre Restaurant. Drop by and try their smoked and grilled chicken. 200 Saint Viateur West. Call 514-447-4114.